Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, this is the coolest thing. Top 10 trending story in the country. I'm addicted to this. As you know, that app we pay a lot of money for. People ask me, can I get that? No, you can't. You could tell a lot of these big news sites use it, though, like Fox News. You could tell, like, you know, as soon as something pops up in the top 10, it hits the air there. Top 10 news story right now is this. Hoax. Republicans slam Democrats for sharing altered Epstein documents to create a fake narrative around Trump. Folks, before, this would have gone on for months. This would have been months and months and months of the media lying, using the altered documents, the FBI being deep inside Facebook and Twitter, threatening Mark Zuckerberg with criminal prosecution, as he says they did, if he didn't take down True Things, all to create the hoax that Trump is one of the Epstein pedophiles. Instead, whole thing falls apart in 12 hours, blows up in a Democrat's face. Folks, that is the key to everything. We lose that, we'll lose again. It's why Trump lost in 2020. It's why they got away with stealing the election. Everything hinges on free speech. Which is why I want to bring you this, because this scares me more than anything I've seen lately. Can you imagine one day you go to the internet, go to social media? I bet you're on some kind of social media. Or your friends or your family are. You share stuff off social media. And Trump's gone. It's like he's not still the president. And you look around and realize Pete Hegseth's gone. Where's his Twitter account? I like to follow that. I like to watch boats blow up. I like to watch cartel members die, as they should. They've killed over 400,000 Americans in this war, sponsored by the Chinese, but that's for another segment. And you look around and you realize, where's Stephen Miller's account? He's gone. Wait a minute. Where's Trump's spokesperson? That cute little Carolina Leavitt, where'd she go? She know where I can find it. It's like there's no president, and it's like there's no cabinet. And then you start looking, what dependents I like to follow. My favorite, you know, whoever they are. They're gone. Where did the Republican Party go? That's the plan. Obama's plan. Right now. This is the actual biggest story in the country, if our side would just notice. If you're using me for show prep, go get this article. Trump to deport boss of Starmer-linked charity. This is the thug socialist who's the prime minister of the UK, the one who has arrested over 4,000 people. Now, they're sending their thug speech police in the middle of the night. So if you post anything true about illegal immigrants, they come get you. That guy. He's got an arm of his censorship operation in the United States right now. It's called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. It's run by a Muslim by the name of Imran Ahmed, who believes that his job is to silence Americans. What is their plan? What's the one Obama's been working on for the last couple of months? I knew there was a reason John Brennan was in Ireland, helping them to create the algorithms that censor Europeans. The goal of the Center for Countering Digital Hate, this is in this Telegraph article, listen to this, is to deplatform the entire Trump administration off all social media. How might they do that? They're arguing that the existence of these people is so odious, so hateful, they cannot be seen on earth as human beings. In other words, the same thing the Democrats and the FBI tried to do here. Do you remember when they took Trump's old spokesperson, Kayleigh McEnany, off? They took Trump off. They took his accounts. They took all of those like top tier people to try to keep you from finding out the Hunter Biden laptop and the crimes documented on it were real. Remember that? Trump overcame that by winning. So they're going outside the country now and saying, hey, these people routinely on a daily basis violate the Online Safety Act and the EU's bill is law as well. So the EU has one law and the UK has the other. Well, you can't say true things, especially not about illegal immigrants or Democrats or liberals, really, is essentially what the law is. They're saying these are violations. And what they're doing is they're coming down on Google. They're coming down on X. They're coming down on Facebook. They're coming down on Instagram. They're coming down on everybody, TikTok. Massive fines if you don't censor. And I mean, wipe out the existence of these people. Do you remember when Obama said this really weird thing last week, and I knew something was up, about the new journalism that's coming?
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion.
No, you don't.
We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is the one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models.
Yeah, okay. So they just had a big meeting about this in Europe. Obama sent his people, and I talked to you about it. Internet censorship from Europe. Now, you may think, oh, well, that's not going to happen. Folks, Google makes 40% of its revenues in Europe. Gone. Locked out. Chinese style. X makes more than half of its revenue outside the U.S. This is serious. It's really scary. And it's coming. We got to fight this fight. Now, the good news is Imran Ahmed, the Muslim thug from the UK who literally lives in DC and runs the Center for Countering Digital Hate, whose only goal is to deplatform the Trump administration, Trump himself, off of social media, all of our messages and our top tier of pundits, and hopefully extradite them to the UK for trial. That's phase number two. Trump and the State Department have just said that he is going to deport the thug, Imran Ahmed. Remove him. I don't understand threaten to deport. I don't get it. Deport him. Do it yesterday. This is a war. We lose. Folks, if Democrats, think about this a minute. If Democrats win again, as I've told you, you will see Americans deported. I mean, you will see Americans extradited to either the UK or the EU for hate crime trials for speech online, if they are even allowed to be online. Because these foreign governments who are now in our country are saying, hey, we have the right to censor Americans. In fact, that's their goal. This is the fight of our time. And they do this, we can't counter the hoaxes anymore. The scary stuff. Trump has got to get on this. I know he's doing a million things. He's got to get on this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.